The United Nations Security Council vote on the resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the unconditional release of all hostages was 13-1. The U.S. cast the sole no vote. Britain abstained. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the proceedings by explaining why he, for the first time, had invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter to call an emergency meeting.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences. We anticipate that it would result in a complete breakdown of public order and increased pressure for mass displacement into Egypt. I fear the consequences could be devastating for the security of the entire region.
After casting the U.S. veto, Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood criticized the resolution for its failure to condemn Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. He also said that while the U.S. would support another humanitarian pause, it opposes any ceasefire that leaves Hamas in control of Gaza.
Although the United States strongly supports a durable peace in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live in peace and security, we do not support this resolution's call for an unsustainable ceasefire that will only plant the seeds for the next war.
Wood's argument echoed that of Israel's UN ambassador, Gilad Erdan.
Regional stability and the security of both Israelis and Gazans can only be achieved once Hamas is eliminated, not 1 minute before.
The Palestinian ambassador, Riyad Mansour, called the rejection of the ceasefire resolution disastrous and warned that the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza will reach new and horrifying depths as a result. Mansour cited the grim statistics, more than 17,000 dead, including 7,000 children, 1.9 million displaced, widespread destruction of homes, hospitals, and UN shelters, all aimed, he said, at making life in Gaza unsustainable.
I keep reading in the media, Israel has no clear war objectives. Are we supposed to pretend we don't know the objective is the ethnic cleansing of Gaza Strip? This war is part of the assault to end the Palestinian people as a nation and to destroy the question of Palestine.
The ceasefire resolution was authored by the United Arab Emirates. The country's deputy ambassador said within 24 hours it had gathered the support of nearly 100 nations.
After 18,000 people dead, there is nothing else left to do or say other than to demand this war be brought to an end.
Palestinian Ambassador Mansour indicated that Palestinians would seek to bring the call for an immediate ceasefire to an emergency session of the United Nations General Assembly. A vote there would have no teeth, but it would further highlight the isolation of Israel and the U.S. among the nations of the world. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.